Middle-aged men are the highest risk for suicide, but experts say they're also the least likely to talk to their doctors about it. UC Davis Health is working on something that could change that. Capital Public Radio's healthcare reporter Sammy Kayola has more.
When Dr. Anthony Durant started designing videos for men struggling with suicidal thoughts, he said he had to frame it a certain way because of that old trope that men don't like asking for help.
Men never ask for directions, right? They're a little less inclined. They tend to try to figure things out, you know, but to a fault.
So the videos feature actors talking about that struggle.
I'm a very private person in general. I don't like people knowing my personal business, whatever it is. So I felt embarrassed even just thinking about these possible results of telling my doctor what I've been thinking.
Durant wants to know if watching these before a regular doctor's appointment will make men more likely to bring it up with their physician. Nationally, about 80% of suicide deaths occur in white men.
When they look back at people who actually do kill themselves, about 50% had seen a primary care provider within the month prior to actually doing so.
He's showing the videos in a clinical trial. If he can prove it works, this tool could roll out in the waiting rooms of clinics and doctor's offices throughout the region. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.